Let's address the elephant in the room.
Lagi-lagi. Anak na lang. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go.
Thursday night talkback. TNT.
I have hiccups.
You're still a growing boy.
I know, but I'm back and I'll be taller by the end.
Speaking
of
growing boy, so Disney Plus released recently the new Peter Pan.
Let's not talk about Disney Plus, please. Jesus.
No, you know what?
The Walt
outfit? With all their faults. They have Star Wars, so I can't. You can't not just.
So what's the latest on
Disney Plus? As long as they don't turn Yoda into a he, him.
Or she, her.
Or them, their.
They. I'm okay with it.
There's.
The minute they start to touch that, I'm going to sue them. Swear to God, I'll sue them.
Hi. You got booby. He, him.
Ryan, he, him.
Yoda, I am.
He, him.
He, him, my pronouns are.
That's stupid.
It they.
That's a stupid.
Right?
They added letters every week, too.
There's a lot now.
As of last count, there's 8,565 pronouns and counting.
And counting.
Yep. Not going to end. In fact, if you say 8,518, they're probably going to sue you.
Because and they some will parties, cancel you.
And then they'll
because
cancel you because they're
like
supposed
500 more.
They're supposed to add 500 more, and there will be, you know, another party that says that it's 555 pronouns more than the figure that you mentioned, and you're being
so we live on our own, try to do things our way, and leave them alone. That's the way to go.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
If you leave them alone, then they're gonna.
They're going to go, oh, you left us alone.
Yeah, they're still going to cancel you because you're not acknowledging their existence.
Yeah. And you're not drinking their beer.
Fuck that shit, dude.
I never liked Bud Light.
You know, like I've been telling you guys since like a couple of hours ago, I don't even care about 2.1 or more. I just want 2.0 in my speakers. Same goes with human beings, man. Come on, fuck that shit. Anything over 2.0, it's not for me. I don't have time for you. Live your own life. Leave me alone.
So there's this
we're happier with our own separate ways.
Yeah, so there's this so big conversation about that. So he's talking about 2.1
speakers.
The
audiophile thing, yeah.
Yeah,
it could apply to anything else in my life, too.
If you go to an audiophile chat room, there's going to be a big discussion about whether or not, you know, which is better, 2.0 or 2.1.
Yeah, with the speaker system and setup and everything. So what I'm saying is leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. Let's be on our own separate ways, and then everything will be okay. All right?
Yeah,
that way, I don't have to explain why I don't understand or find time to understand. Same way as you don't have to explain why you exist. Dude, I've been wondering in the last lifetime why aliens skipped Earth. You could be a reason. I don't want to accuse you of that. So just let's leave it at that. Leave it at that. I can go on with my life wondering why aliens skipped Earth. All right? I can come up with a whole bunch of other reasons, not including your existence. And that will be a lot better than me getting the point across why it should be you.
Just try to imagine
you're the conversation. You're not going to like it. Believe me, man.
Just try to imagine the conversation happening between the leaders of an alien species. Hey, how come you'd explored Andromeda B, but you didn't pass by, you know, the system with Earth on it? They got 9,000 pronouns.
They're gonna go, dude, 2.0 is what we have. We can't handle that. You got 2.1 and some 7.345. What the hell is that?
Now,
right?
You know what? I think it just got a little too out of hand.
Which is okay. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, fine. You have like the whole nine yards.
You want to be a girl? Be a girl.
Fine.
Fine by me.
It's okay. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be explaining myself why I don't recognize the point, something, and everything else. That I want to go get on with my life with that 2.0 thing.
You could always forgive me for mistaking you for a boy, because that's what you are, kiddo. You're a boy. And no matter how much makeup you should.
That's
you
a necessary consequence.
I'm actually waiting
because,
for a chance.
Yep, you go through online thing. After 2 minutes, you realize, this is a guy I'm looking at. Which is before it takes me like 2 seconds, right? 2, 5, 10 seconds. Give them the credit. Right now, sometimes it takes you like a minute to realize, like,
oh yeah,
what the fuck? I'm looking at a guy in a girl's bikini.
You know
which
what?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not for me.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
See, you gotta appreciate.
Wait a minute.
The changes in.
So you clicked on the wrong link. On
I wouldn't
Pornhub.
Say wrong until I realize it's a guy.
You clicked on that one.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
It happens,
and it's okay. The thing is, we admit with the advent of you guys looking really interesting nowadays, fine. But once we realize, we drop you like a bad habit because that's just not who we are.
We get on with our lives
and we leave you alone.
It's not what I'm into.
It's what are you into, like? Find out what makes them tick. What the fuck is that, dude? That's fucking sick.
I'll give you the ladyboy thing. I'm not into it. So sometimes you do get.
You better not be.
Sometimes you make the mistake of clicking on it.
Yeah, that's my point. You make a mistake and then you move on.
And you just
learn
move
from
on.
Your
yeah.
mistake.
Nothing,
maybe be more vigilant.
To be ashamed of,
and
yes.
then, yeah, and then
it's
try
fine.
To do better next time.
People make
so
mistakes.
So maybe next time you realize, okay. Takes me 10 seconds to find out because these guys are improving impressively at a rate of like I couldn't even handle. But anyways, if it takes you 10 seconds and fine, a minute last time, now 10 seconds. I know you're a guy. I'll leave you alone and then move on with my life.
The lady
probably
boys,
next time I wouldn't make a mistake anymore.
The lady
like
boys
the moment
in,
you see like the stales and you say, oh, that's a guy, let's move on.
Yeah, but the ladyboys in Bangkok would give Dylan Mulvaney a run for his money.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with us who were able to interact with these people there in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing, actually. We're talking about 10 years ago or more.
Same thing. If you want to translate it into something that you can easily relate to, food. Let's put as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat anything that's pork-related.
But
the minute you put something that's made out of liver in front of me, I'm not going to touch it. I don't like it.
You don't like liver, even pork liver?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I like liver.
Yeah.
Until I got older. But, you know, I still like liver.
No, not for me. Definitely not for me. I'm not going to go for it. So
that's your analogy.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Give me something that I can take, but that's where everything stops.
That's where you draw
intestines,
the line.
Intestines, or you know how the heck you're supposed to pronounce it correctly. I'm fine with it. Face, snout, tongue, I'm okay with it. Ass.
So with anybody complicating things, fine. I mean, you know, it's your right. It's how the world is moving nowadays. It's fine. Just leave me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at work, I show up, I learn, I get amazed at how far you guys have gone. Fine. But in my own little world, screw you, man. Leave me alone. Because I don't have time for you. I don't even have enough time for myself. Dude, I'm not getting any younger. All right, don't take out the few years left of me enjoying life because I have to be able to figure you out. Fuck you. Get yourselves figured out somewhere else. Leave me alone. I'm not. I don't mean
and
any
don't
trouble.
Get mad.
I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm not trying to be antagonizing or anything like that. I just wanted to,
yeah, and then
things to be like the way they are.
Don't immediately
in the
blow
last
your top
years.
when someone addresses you as a he or him.
That's not fair. Like you know, I wouldn't know about this.
Wouldn't know.
Same for like them and their. And them and whatever
they,
because
them.
I've come across people like that. Fine, but. Anything over more
no,
than
sometimes.
What
I say,
yeah.
what is it,
Don't
what
take
I
it
say,
me. Teach us.
What I say shouldn't change the way you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
You
educate
put it
mildly. Educate us or leave us alone. I prefer you leaving us alone.
Yeah,
so
me
like,
too.
Yeah. So like Sam Smith is coming to the Philippines. Screw you. Take it out of my Facebook page because I don't need you, man. Why are you in my Facebook page?
I mean, if you're
I don't
a girl,
even like your music. Even if you look like a fruitcake, I don't care, man.
I don't like him.
For starters, even if you're a guy,
like
I don't like your music.
Yep.
Your music sucks for me. I know it's subjective and everything. I don't like your music.
Coming from a guy who used to work for radio, that's
No, I have always been vocal about people.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
but being an artist, and then you have someone from works in broadcast or worked in the broadcast industry.
I'll play your song. It doesn't mean that.
Yeah, because it's my job. Yeah, it's a different thing.
Like it.
But him coming over in my page, I know I don't have complete control on Facebook. But it's just, dude, you got to be more sensitive. If you're the Facebook guy and you know that there is a Sam Smith post, if you know that people are not comfortable with people condemning others because of the fact that they look like Sam Smith, how can you not consider people like us who are used to looking at people who don't look like Sam Smith? Why is that not fair?
We're the normal ones.
Why are you not considering the fact that you're supposed to take it out of my page, right? So, well, it's a bit late for that because I saw it the other day. I'm just saying, okay, it's fair game because it's there on my page. What do I have? What can I say about the whole thing when I saw it?
Scroll up.
Yeah.
Scroll up.
I scrolled up. But
what else can you do?
Yeah. The rest of you guys do better. Don't post it on my page.
Here's
you have an algorithm. You know, I'm straight out into a totally different thing, not Sam Smith related. Take it from there, man. I mean, come on. Let's leave Sam Smith alone to go on with this life. Leave me alone.
Don't make me like him because
it's only fair that if you want him to get on with his life, let me get on with my life, right?
You're gonna get canceled,
and I'm sorry if I referred to.
Are we gonna get canceled because of that? We were pretty objective so far. This is as objective as we can be.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking about objectivity, here's another trend that's going on that's happening in the internet.
No, we're not objective because we're nicer. We got veered into talking about them. You know what's objective? We don't talk about them. How's that?
No, because it's becoming a hot topic nowadays.
Why is it a hot topic? I never cared about them.
You can't ignore them.
I can, believe me. You wanna see me ignore them?
That's what I'm saying. You can't talk smack about them, but
you cannot. That's not fair. That's not good. That's
but
like
at the same time,
them.
You cannot
define smack.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just say bad things about them.
Yeah,
define bad.
Of course not. Yeah. Don't do that
because that's dangerous. Anything that doesn't run, that toes the line of their
agenda
is against
but
them.
The point you shove it into my mouth, that's a different thing. That's
Bill
what I'm saying.
C-16, that's what's happening in Canada.
They exist along the sidelines. As far as my existence is concerned, that's fine. I can ignore them and everything's okay.
Don't go to Canada.
But if you take it against me because I'm ignoring them, that's not fair.
Don't go to Canada.
I'm choosing to ignore them because I'm not comfortable wasting my time over shit like that.
In the Bronx. At least that's still in the States. The minute you cross to Canada, you're into compelled speech, Bill
territory.
C-16 territory.
Jeez.
So you'll be forced to accommodate to them. Otherwise, you're going to jail.
And then they're going to impose their rights over you because
there's a way around it. You could not use the pronouns that they want you to use. You could stick to their given names.
No, I'm just gonna, stay indoors. When they pass by my yard,
doors.
I don't talk to them. That's
stay
what
inside,
I want to do.
Lock the doors.
Yeah,
but
and
you
then
gotta
when
practice.
When they pass through my yard, I go out and take the train and go to work. That's what I'm going to do, and that's my right, right? I mean, why do I have to get canceled because I closed my door when Sam Smith tried to...
But you got
to
practice, because if let's say, for example, somebody hits you on the train, and then the police comes and asks you, who hit you? Him. You're going to prison.
Oh, shit. That's not fair.
So
it was just against... This guy against you right now because he's got these letters before him. That's
compelled speech.
They always consider it's like this black and white thing in other countries.
You know?
Well, it's a racist thing. I mean, why is everything racist when it's not supposed to be? Right?
Yeah, but how would you know?
And now to add to the racist thing, you have all these letters.
So they go around the room like, oh, I'm she, her.
That's why the introduction. Do you remember the introduction at the start of the show?
Yeah,
my name is Jesse. He, him.
He, him.
Where is this
you're
shit?
You're supposed to remember
that. Where is this shit? Where did this happen? Where you, she, him, the BG says out of your introduction? Where is this? A TV show?
No.
An award show?
Instagram does everywhere. It. Facebook everywhere. Does it.
Also, like, if I host a show now, which I haven't done in 10 years, I do that. You like, I'm Ryan.
I'm Ryan. He,
his, and I hate rainbows and shit like that.
Yeah, you can go to, I'm Ryan, he, him.
Really?
Yeah. You don't even have to say that my pronouns are.
And that's our requirement.
Well, why? I wouldn't say a requirement.
In Canada, it is.
Not here.
Not yet.
I'm not going to do that, dude.
No. Nope.
No, no way, man.
Because that's for
I'm
people
just
who are against it.
I'm Ryan. I'm your host for tonight, just like I was in the last 30 years. And fuck you if you want to change anything, right?
If somebody asked me a question, was it, what are your pronouns? I would answer the grammatically correct ones.
Yeah, the grammatically correct ones. Otherwise, I'm Ryan.
Otherwise, refer to me as Ryan.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I pee standing up. Figure it out.
Yeah. I pee standing up.
Otherwise,
I could pee with a bunch of friends.
Otherwise,
in one,
the point being, my point being, pail. Otherwise, leave me alone. I don't have time for that shit, man. I'm too old. I'm going to die soon. I want to enjoy my life, not figuring things out I can never understand.
Here's another thing that's happening that's going to concern you guys, because what? This is something that's going to involve your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an ongoing...
What happened to your kid?
No, our kids, basically.
Okay. Well,
so there's an ongoing movement that spouses and forces people to believe that obesity is not related to health.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
is
that?
Yeah.
Like, the obese people have the right? Screw that.
No, because
you
it's
did not
fat
take
shaming.
Care of your body.
It's fat shaming.
It's no, fat it's shaming.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
There's
yeah.
no such thing as an unhealthy obese person.
Okay. All right.
And
so they're gonna die, and then nothing's gonna.
No,
happen.
That's false. That's not scientifically accurate. According to
screw
them.
That. They're gonna die, dude. Trust me.
No,
they will die. They're not healthy.
And they're gonna call you a bigot.
That they're not healthy, dude. Obese people are not healthy. Come on.
I should know.
Yeah. Well, I should know too.
Dude, I am obese per health standards. I'm trying to turn things around.
No, there's no relation between obesity and you know, the amount
says
of fat.
The dumbest
says,
person who started the
says
whole thing.
A whole lot of activists out there on the internet.
Not scientists.
No, not scientists.
Exactly. I rest my case.
And if you do not you do not date an obese person, you are fat phobic.
I like fat people. I'm not saying they're not healthy, but I'm okay dating them.
Yeah, he has no problem. He has no problem with that.
I like big women. It's okay. No problem. But
like
if you say obesity is not healthy, that's a different thing.
Other buddies can't deny with anybody wasting it in your face.
Something. All right.
Anyway,
I remember this one obese activist. She wants to...
Lizzo?
Was it? No, not Lizzo.
The singer Lizzo.
Oh, I tried watching her video. 20 seconds. Turn it off.
No.
That was pretty bad.
You know
how,
because you didn't work for Expedia. In Expedia, when you book a ticket and then you're up to a certain weight range.
You offer two seats?
No, they have to book two seats.
Yeah, okay. So it's not an offer. It's mandatory.
It's mandatory.
Okay.
And they're fighting against that.
They're fighting against it because why would they have to pay double?
Because you've been ordering extra rice all your life.
It's discrimination.
It's
discriminating against me. I was like, you weren't discriminating.
Hey, you ate more, you pay more.
I know. It's like you stuffed too much burgers down your windpipe.
Ever notice when you go on a diet, you eat less, and you notice like savings you got for ordering food, lesser amount of food that you take in. It makes a difference. And then the result will tell you that you actually are going to lose weight if you regulate food intake.
Why are you telling me what to do with my life? That's your usual answer.
I know.
I want to get on a plane. Everybody else pays for one seat.
You know
why can't I pay for one seat?
You know what's the sad reality is? They were able to penetrate the threshold where an argument like that doesn't win in an argument like religion and politics. When it's not supposed to be. I mean, obesity before, it's like, dude, you're obese.
Period.
Yeah, lose weight, man. Get healthy.
Get
to change into a healthier lifestyle. Right now, obesity would probably become like politics and religion. Like if you start arguing, nobody's going to win because it's a God-given right for them to actually...
Obese.
What the fuck is going on in the world,
man? It came to a point where it has to be brought up into a conversation with Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil.
It got into mainstream media, somebody from that side had to argue and, you know, all that stuff. Crazy.
Man.
The crazy world we live in right now. Where before, I went to Xavier University in one of their Foundation Day celebrations, or was it the intramurals? Mm-hmm. They took my body weight, my height, and they were laughing because Jesse James has a body mass index that puts me in the category of obese.
Yeah.
Right? So I got worried. That was my reaction. And the college students were like, I'm so sorry, but we got to tell you this because based on our calculations, you're obese. Well, that's your fault. Yeah. Not your fault.
Yeah.
Right? You tell me I'm obese, I got to do something about it.
Yeah.
But the reaction nowadays, if somebody tells somebody that, it's like, you're fat phobic. I mean, I'm going to sue you.
Stop fat shaming.
That's fat shaming.
Until death. Statistics would go up, and then they realize, shit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's scientific, and we're wrong.
Because if I listened to those college students and did something about it consistently, I wouldn't have issues with diabetes right now. Right?
I know.
So, you know,
it's still science.
And the people who are going online and going on talk shows, not more than 30 years old.
Millennials
who are fat.
Millennials who are fat, who are not yet into that phase where they're, you know, with the symptoms.
So nobody has dared to ask them, like, why don't you just go for a run every day?
Or ride a bike.
They don't want
to
do it.
What's their take on that one? I was like, no, it's my right to be
obese.
They
are genetically predisposed, no matter what they do, to obesity.
Yeah, all right. So they live in a different world. They live in a different shell. That's fine. Throw them into the rainbows and leave me alone. Okay, so fat people and who's the other one? The rainbow people. Leave me alone. Because I just want to get on with whatever is left of my life, man.
You want me and Jesse to leave you alone? You'll be left with no one.
Dude, I'm even obese in some BMI standard. So that's why we're here trying to... That's why we're here trying to make things better, living a healthy lifestyle and all that.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, it's not... The thing where people get offended that the world has gotten so soft nowadays, even if it's your fault, you're fat,
you blame it on
people blaming you to be that accusing them of fat shaming and everything.
Yeah, but the sad thing though, if you point this out to a certain group of people, especially nowadays, one of their best resorts is to jump off a bridge or hang themselves or.
They've gotten soft.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the topic we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Jumping off a bridge. The finality of it all.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not final.
It's not even a guarantee.
There's no guarantee you're going to die if you jump off Marcus Bridge because...
It's not too high.
You're better off jumping off in a higher place, which we don't want you to do.
You're going to do something. Right.
Wait, let me ask you a question. How many attempts and how many number of days? And what's the success rate versus the failure rate of those attempts based on the last figures? I didn't even check.
Last I heard, someone tried to jump, but he got caught in time.
That was the other night.
That was the other, yeah.
So he tried to kill himself and he failed.
He failed.
Oh, jeez. You know how
that's an insult.
That's an insult to your own intelligence. Yeah. You wanted to do something because
everything else is not working, including you ending your life.
You wanted to end it because you failed, and then
you failed. Try to end your life and it fails.
God.
Yeah, but the finality of your decision, it's just sometimes it's not you.
So would you say it's a usu thing?
Like, I would say
this is not happening last year.
Yeah,
it's only
it
this year
for the longest time.
Yeah, it's not like over the years people jump off the.
I can't remember the last time someone jumped off a bridge specifically to kill themselves.
Uh-huh.
I know someone who jumped off a bridge because he was too drunk and then drove the car right off the bridge.
Oh, a friend of ours. He survived.
He survived.
Wasn't his fault.
Huh?
He drove off the bridge because he was so drunk driving. So with his car, he drove off. He flew off the bridge. That same bridge.
He did not die.
Near the old station.
Yeah, he didn't die. That's a different thing.
He didn't land on the water. He landed on the bank.
On the bank, yeah.
Mm, exactly. But he lived.
He lived.
Him and two other people. Mm-hmm. They did not die.
But he wanted to.
Not really. He was drunk.
He was just drunk.
Yeah. He was just drunk.
He lost control of the car.
Well, he should have died because of embarrassment, but hey, that's a different story.
That's why after that, he celebrates two birthdays. The one where he actually was born.
At least he celebrates the fact that he lived.
Yeah, they go, oh, you say, like, bay, bitiron takas balay.
My other birthday. Like,
it's my second birthday. Wait
a minute. Di ba nang birthday ka itong January?
That was my first birthday.
No.
That was my birthday. This is my life day.
This is my second life birthday. Oh, yeah, you were the guy.
Remind me again why you lost control. Why you drank that much.
Ayaw ko pang kunin ni Lord.
Too much alcohol, man. Sometimes makes you do crazy things.
Hey, just kidding aside, how old are those people who jump age range?
Generally, the... School teens,
a little over 20s.
Or maybe the way they were brought up, things have gotten soft over the years, parenting wise. So maybe the parents are going to do something better and do a better job, and then schools probably would supplement it.
I wouldn't go as far as blaming the parents, but sometimes you cuddle your kid too much. It makes them a little soft.
That's why we're blaming the parents. The parents are in school complaining about the grades and the exams. I have never done that. Sometimes it's so unfair. You see them, you see the computations, everything, but you leave it alone because you know that back in the day, there's a possibility to happen to you, but you got things turned around and, you know, got the better end of the deal in the end.
No, just that.
So maybe your kid would probably be able to do that as well. I mean, trust your kid to be able to handle things.
So that's why I've always believed in the fact that you should be the one to bully your kid at home.
Yeah.
So that when they do get out in the real world,
They're toughened up, a little tough enough.
The only time that I forced my kid to, and I'm not saying this because I want to brag about it, my eldest kid, because, you know, there's a lot of failures that I went through. But what I'm really proud about is pressuring my kid to do something about something that she needed to do something about. It's not giving up. It's like, okay, you failed. So what are you doing about it? So that's where I bullied her. I mean, if you are just going to sit there moping and crying about it, holding her hand, I'm not going to hold your hand. Because this is your life you're talking about. You do something about it. If you need help, whatever help there is, I'm going to lend you. I'm going to give you help. I am not going to get you there. I'm not going to carry you there. You help yourself.
I'll point the way. You go there by yourself.
I'm not even going to point the way. What do you want to achieve?
Give you a pointer so you can figure it out.
Yeah. So, okay. Tell me where you want to go. I'll help you get there. I'll give you pointers. You figure it out. Mm-hmm. And you do your damn best to get there. And I'm going to laugh at you if you don't do anything about it.
Because that's what we do.
Because that's the laughable part. I mean, if you just sit there and give up, that's funny. That's not cool. Yeah. That's not my kid. So you should be the number one bully. Get your kid moving. Kick their ass.
And don't demand that you be recognized because you're an additional letter to a fucking bunch of letters. No. Earn your keep.
Exactly. Earn your keep. I mean,
earn the respect.
Yeah.
I mean,
respect is not given.
Do you earn it? First time you do it, you failed. Yeah, everybody fails. So what? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many times you failed. What matters is how many times you stood up to do it again.
Try again.
Try and try until you die. That's what you always tell everybody.
Just don't jump off a bridge.
Yeah. Don't end your life, though. I mean, you gotta die trying, not killing yourself.
Give Marcus Bridge a break. There's Isalina, there's Kelswagon. You really want to off yourself? Go to Taguano Bridge. You're really going to off yourself.
The minute you hit the water, the dirt there is going to kill you.
No. Have you seen how high that bridge is?
No, I haven't. Taguano?
Taguano?
No, I haven't.
That's the highest bridge we got.
Really?
It's pretty high.
Okay.
Yeah. If you jump there,
you are giving them
you're
tips.
Probably going to
no, what
die.
I'm saying is, give Marcus Bridge a break.
At Marcus Bridge, you jump, chances are you're going to go missing.
Yeah.
For a day or two.
And you're not going to go missing at Taguano because the water there is pretty shallow.
Pretty shallow.
And there's too many rocks.
You drop, you're gonna... Everybody hears a thud and you'll be bleeding until you die.
And then there's rocks there, so
that is if you don't break your head or break your skull on impact.
On impact.
So, yeah.
What I'm saying is we got six other bridges. Mm-hmm. I mean, be inclusive. Mm-hmm. Since we're all in this inclusive thing nowadays,
pick a different one.
Pick a different one.
So it's
four people already.
That's what makes us believe that it's an Uso thing. Because
spread it
why
around.
Why Marcus Bridge? Why not Isalina? Why not the one in Makasande?
Because you want to be famous.
No, why I'll not the famous. One in the one in, donated by the Spaniards, or the ones in Kauswagan, or the bridge under construction all the way there to the sea, so you can go get. Found in Tabiguin or Bohol, right?
That's the mouth of the river.
Uh-huh.
You will gonna get
you
swept
will
out.
Be in Bohol.
You will be swept out to sea.
Uh-huh. Your kalag will not be able to understand the Boholanos.
Or pick a building. This is getting way too weird. No, we're not.
Let's stick to the bridges.
Okay.
We're just saying it's at the end of the world. That's a bad way to end your life. Fight it out. Things will get better.
Do you know how crazy it got? We got two patrol cars hanging out.
Wasting manpower because you guys want to end your life.
Well, it paid off.
They could have prevented a shooting incident somewhere else, but you got to kill yourself, you fucking loser. So look what happened.
Some 20-year-old is probably listening to this and saying, these old folks
never understood the kind of pressures that we went through.
We were 20-something once.
We were 20 once in our lives.
We didn't know what we were going to be or what we wanted to do.
But we did not try to jump off the bridge to end it.
Yeah, we had Tanduay.
You'd say family problems and all that. We had that too. We probably had like every single type of shit that would want to make you decide to end your life, but we didn't. So we have all the right to tell you to get on with your life.
Fight.
Things were gonna get better for
fight,
you.
Fight. It's never over until the fat lady sings, and the fat lady sings when you are 58 at least.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Can't say fat lady.
Why? Because, do we go back to that, like, fat shaming shit?
BMI
shit.
Overachiever lady.
Why do you have to put fat? Just say the lady
it's an
saying.
Old...
When pigs fly. When pigs fly. When pigs fly.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
When the crow turns white, when pigs fly.
So people would be wondering, why 58, Jess? Well, 58 is a median age.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep.
It is?
Yeah. So that's the average. That if you reach 58, mm-hmm. you're on quota already.
Bonus kana.
Anything above 58 is bonus.
No,
already.
Because everybody's expected to live 116 nowadays with all the rainbows and all these fat shaming things. Joe, you better be living so long. You're gonna piss everybody off because you're so old and picking on just about anybody in your neighborhood.
So what do they want?
I wanna do that, man.
So what do they want? We walk down the street holding hands, singing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people want nowadays. Yeah,
we can do that. Yeah.
When was the last attempt done off that bridge?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Last night.
Yesterday. But she got arrested.
Was it she or he?
Shoot.
Oh, you're getting too bad. No. That's not used pronouns.
It's a day. It's a them. It's
they,
an
them?
It. It's an it. I
we
think it
do
was a
not
dog.
Know.
Probably
how
a dog.
How dare you use a pronoun on somebody that you don't know?
It was a he.
Are you sure?
Did he say he's a he?
Unnamed
maybe
male.
Yeah, but he's probably a they.
37-year-old
male. He's probably a them.
He's
probably a them.
I don't freaking care.
He's a them. Right. He's a them.
So you're canceled.
He's a them.
He has a male.
You just got canceled, man. Where's the hanging in your place, man?
It suddenly disappeared.
We gotta end the episode.
That's why I told you we stay inside, but no.
That inside over there, no. that would be worse.
You really wanted the view.
There's no wind here, and then you want us in the middle where there's no aircon.
I had the AC on already.
No, not the inside. You wanted us in the middle.
So what was the reason why he wanted to jump over? Did anybody interview?
I don't know.
He was
depressed. That's all they said.
Based on the other interviews that you know about, what was the common reason they gave?
Family problems,
school problems.
It's just your conviction to love life that much is pretty weak amongst the youngsters. That's what I think.
Name a family that doesn't have a family problem.
If you are a parent, you're supposed to tell your kids, like, dude, life is good. Life is so interesting. You shouldn't end it the way whenever you feel like you wanted to end it, because the challenges are awesome. As a parent, you're supposed to tell them that over the years, right? As they're growing up. Apparently, it looks to me like these parents don't give a shit. Or like, I don't know, man. Probably dancing TikTok in front of their phones too, as well. Like, you know, with the rest of the kids that they have. That's pretty sad. You're supposed to be staying away from TikTok and telling everybody not to kill themselves, because life is good. It's a challenge to be trying to survive every day.
That's a message that I'll never tell my kids, that life is good. It's an up and down thing. There'll be times you...
Well, generally, you strive for something to be good. I know happiness is 2 minutes. Suffering is like an hour or two, but it's worth it whenever you're happy for 2 minutes, even for two seconds. You fight for the 2 seconds every time. Life is good. Life is good. You fight for it. I don't care if it's 2 seconds. You're happy for 2 seconds. You're ready to fight for another 10 hours.
So you feel like
get that other 2 seconds.
So you feel like you're depressed now? Go watch a movie. Go watch The Guardians.
The what?
What the hell?
Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Volume 3.
Which part is that?
The third one, the newest one.
It's out already?
It's out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Best Guardians movie ever. Best Marvel movie, if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Almost cried.
Almost cried?
Almost.
Okay.
Because the mother is corny.
Who?
The mother.
What? J-Lo.
Yeah.
I kind of like the action scenes. Sorry.
Nah, action scenes?
Yeah.
Three John Wicks. What the fuck are you looking for?
That's another movie that I haven't watched yet. John Wick.
John Wick is
the fourth one? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Mr. Wick.
Mr. Vic. What the fuck is going on, Vic?
Considering that
the Guardians always had a great soundtrack.
Yeah, I know.
You're just old, dude.
No, that's what I'm saying, because we can relate to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Especially now that
on an old man's point of view, The Guardians
Marvel movie.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it later on.
I can understand.
Because I never really enjoyed the Endgame or the.
Me too.
What was the other one?
I never really understood any Marvel shit. I mean, I can't even pick a movie from Marvel that I actually like. I just had to watch it because my kid wanted to. So, yeah.
Everybody was like going crazy, like, Chong, the Marvel's Endgame body. I was like crying by the time that Thanos grabbed it, whatever. I was like,
fucking fruitcake.
Hey, I cry at movies, okay?
Me too, but not the Marvel movies.
No, not the Marvel movies.
I know.
God, no.
Yeah, I cry.
But I give exception to this new Guardian. I almost did, I have to admit. Almost.
The Guardians are, yeah, the Guardians movie.
Their last scene there was they used the Florence and the Machine soundtrack on their soundtrack. Dog Days Are Over. Perfect.
And then that made you cry?
Perfect ending. Oh, that's not the part that made me cry. Almost made me cry. But, you know, that was a perfect ending to a really, really good movie.
Yeah, but I like Led Zeppelin, so does that mean I'm supposed to root for Thor now because they played Rumble on, I think, in one of the films.
And
the
Immigrant Song.
The Immigrant Song, yeah.
For Ragnarok.
No, not really. I mean, I never enjoyed that much. MCU-wise, nah.
Nah, I mean,
nah.
I never, yeah, me too. I wouldn't say that I followed.
There are other movies that I enjoyed more.
But kids nowadays, man.
Nah, when you start the line with kids nowadays, that means you're old. Careful what you're going to say next.
No, kids nowadays. I'm worried about their kind.
Why? Because of jumping off the bridge and everything?
Jumping off the bridge.
Tell them how, the love life.
How disconnected they are. I mean, there was a time when if my mom says, I'm going to go to the wet market in Kogon, I'd be excited because I'd be exposed to the smells, the sights, the sounds.
Same with my son's argument when there was this post on Facebook where the kid broke the TV because the Lakers won over the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. And then my son goes, you know what? If you're a gamer, you can actually relate to that thing because at the spur of the moment, you're bound to do that. I was like, screw you. You don't do that with the TV I bought.
No, exactly.
If you don't own the shit, you better not be touching anything. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to take it out of your bank account, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's my argument. His argument is different because he's in a different age. And much as I wanted to
control, try
and see where he's at, I can never understand that. It's like, dude, if you own the TV, by all means, fucking break it and buy a new one. But if you don't own shit at the house and you start breaking things, you better be paying for it. Otherwise, you're not supposed to do that. Even if saying like it's not about like the aftermath, then screw you. Where does it start, anyways? I mean, the moment you decide to break something you don't own, we draw the line there. And yeah, so that was an interesting argument.
Even the way that the people at home called my grandson, I was like, the line that they use is, "You're a male, lalaki ka." You should not hit women.
No.
You should not hit girls.
That's all right. What if it's Ronda Rousey?
No, still. I mean, if you're inside the ring, if you're inside the ring, yes.
Okay.
But you try to behave, but the message is you behave like a gentleman.
Oh, yeah. That's
a given. You behave honorably. You control your emotions because you're a male. Mm-hmm. So if you're a male.
Hitting a girl, I don't know. I'm not.
I'd say case to case basis.
Case to case basis. I mean, but that's the basis.
Sometimes you can always say this.
That's the base behavior. I mean,
I don't agree with it, but I understand.
It's a given. You don't hit women.
Yeah,
and in case to case, you probably
sometimes you understand why.
You start them with the basic.
Yeah, so true.
Basic behavior is you're
women.
Stronger, physically stronger. You don't hit women. All right,
until the women is twice your size, then clearly abusing you.
As they grow, tell that to
Leah Thompson.
He's what, second grade?
Uh-huh.
So you know that the teaching develops when they get older. If they're twice your size and they hit you, then even though she's up from the opposite sex, you can hit back. You know, there are certain nuances. The other one is that thing that you mentioned about. You know, you're a male. For you to be able to control the behavior, you got to control your emotion.
True.
So if you lost the game, just because you're caught up with this emotion right now, that gives you the right to break the TV?
No.
You have to think about it. I mean, whose TV am I breaking? Yeah. Is this mine? I mean,
their argument is being you can never relate because you're not a gamer.
Emotion is.
The argument here is who owns the thing you broke?
Exactly.
I don't care about being in a gamer's point of view.
Your logic has to take into it has to take precedence over everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Those are the things. That, so I'm pretty happy with a very conservative.
Or you can always give the argument that, all right, if you can break my TV because you're frustrated with the game that you played, then I can break your 360 because I'm not
anytime
happy with your
grades. Anytime I feel like I'm frustrated, exactly. Yeah.
And then
you can't say anything because
and then they're
gonna
go,
that.
No, but you're not a gamer, so you can't do that. See,
and you're
I
not.
Mean, you know,
you're
all
not,
these arguments.
Oh, okay, so to use your logic, you're not a father. I am. I made you. I can break your face.
That's the thing. Yeah.
See, so do you see the logic behind it? Yeah. I say, that's child abuse.
That's child abuse.
Okay, so this is theft of and breaking my property, which is also illegal.
So at the end of the argument, I told him, come up with an interesting argument. Otherwise, you'd look stupid. Because at the onset, your argument's wrong. So, I mean, dude, anywhere you go, your argument's wrong.
You can't be
the smarter guy
I understand
if you started
sign.
With a wrong argument.
Because I used to play, too. But not enough for me to destroy
twist an argument to your favor and all that.
Like the most I probably did was bang a mouse.
Bang a mouse. Yes, that's the mouse.
Fine. No, wait a minute. That didn't sound right. Don't bang the mouse.
It probably did, and we just didn't know about it.
Go to my backyard. Grab an axe. There's a lot of coconuts.
Yeah. Do that. Do us a favor.
A couple of coconuts. Yeah. Hack it.
We can smoke some more pork belly for next weekend's episode.
That's going to be helpful.
Anyways, yeah. We got to go. There's no wind. We got to end this episode, man.
Yeah, okay.
I'm boiling hot.
It is? Okay.
He was waiting.
Please don't jump off a bridge. You know, you're polluting the Cagayan.
Don't kill yourselves. Life is good. Love your life.
Let's make
another bridge.
Let's make a deal. Okay? If you feel like doing that, you know, send us a message on Spotify or any of the Spotify.
We'll dedicate an episode.
Podcatcher apps. We'll let you talk.
We'll put you on air. We'll scold you for an hour.
Let's bring to us your problems.
We'll make you feel worthless.
Bring us your problems, then we'll probably make fun of the people causing you your problems and make you feel good about yourself. True. All right, we'll buy the drinks. Even if you're 15 years old, who cares?
We're not going to admit you're
15. We're going to get you drunk.
Nobody's going to know. We're going to teach you how to drink.
Probably, depending on the situation, I'll probably get you late as well.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Don't tell my wife.
Yeah.
No.
It's probably going to be a threesome, but that's going to be something that's chalk up on the scoreboards. Yeah, I did something new today.
So now we did talk about stuff we wanted to talk about.
It's just a matter of...
What?
Well, it's just a segue.
It was. It's good. That's good. It's all good.
All right.
You don't even have to edit that thing out.
Two girls and a 15-year-old?
Two girls and a cop? Holy shit. You remember that? Two girls and a cop?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. Life was good back in the day. Life should be even better with you guys in the now. The fuck you doing jumping off the bridge?
I know.
I'm even enjoying life now when I'm not supposed to because I'm too old to be enjoying any shit. But you guys just got it way better than we did.
What
the fuck you doing ending your life, man?
Do you fuckers know how much trouble we have to go through just to watch porn?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Right now it's on your phone.
Right now
everything
you just whip out
the tip of your finger.
Have data and you can have it. Before,
what would you want to live in the one with the black and white and faded colors era? You wouldn't like it.
Do you know how lucky you are?
You can stream anything
in all its 4K glory.
Yeah, in all its 4K glory, LeBron can flop and you can see everything. The fuck!
The minute that a girl spreads her legs, you can tell if it has herpes or not.
Exactly. Jesus, man, life is good right now. Don't kill yourselves. It's all good. Even herpes.
Whatever line we talked about earlier.
Even herpes looks nicer.
In 4K.
Because it's
in
4K.
In 4K, you should be able to tell if it has herpes or not.
Herpes is on 4K. What's there not to like? We gotta go, man.
What's there not to like? POV 3D.
Why do you think
people are buying all those VR glasses nowadays?
That's not for me.
I'm not gonna dive into that hole with.
Since they came up with home movies, every piece of technology from starting there was pushed by porn.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Better be porn.
Why am I surprised?
Oh, by the way, porn needs to improvise because they're getting left behind.
No, they're at the forefront of everything.
No, not really.
Technology.
So why am I not addicted to porn now lately? Because I'm more into like the other online shit.
Because we are over it.
Oh, I don't think so, dude. Porn is porn.
That's what I'm saying. Porn is porn.
Here's
what I'm saying.
They gotta do a better job to get me back into it. I'm not.
Here's something that I discovered the past couple months.
Who do you think pushed the internet to where it is now?
I don't know, but here's something that I discovered the past couple of months. You might want to check it out as well.
What?
MissAV.com.
Miss A, what the hell is that?
Pure Japanese, any genre.
Okay.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I'm not into that, and I'm supposed to be into that unless porn did a piss poor job at keeping up with technology, because if they push technology to where it is now, I'm enjoying the fruits of modern technology, but just not
porn. How the hell do you explain the fleshlight? How the hell do you explain?
Well, I'm not into the fleshlight. I'm into the modern technology on the internet.
There are things that were developed with porn.
Like, I'm amazed at controlling my music with one device.
That we're not into.
Yeah, I mean, I'm amazed at...
Like, back in the early 70s when home movies, the home camera, made its debut. Mm-hmm. Sony did this. It was a two-piece set, right? Mm-hmm. So you had the recorder in the bag, and then you had your camera that you connect to the recorder. Who do you think pushed...
Yeah, I know.
What industry do you think pushed that? It was porn.
Yeah, but and you then know after what? That, my they point discovered, being,
they discovered point, after go like, we can't watch this in 240p resolution, so they upped it to 480, and then they got up again to
I get that. And then in modern technology, the way where it's at right now, I'm enjoying the other things about modern technology, not porn. So maybe porn should up the game, because right now I'm enjoying. Well, the social media platform,
the
online movie platform.
Do you remember how when Nokia first started the video cam on its, 6600?
Uh-huh.
Who do you think...
Took
advantage of it. It was porn. Then we had a whole movie porn.
Yeah, but I got my phone now because of modern technology, and I don't even watch porn on my phone anymore.
Because you're so sensitized about it.
I'm into other things on my phone. I edit videos.
Yeah, because you know,
I take pictures.
Like I said, we grew up with porn.
And you're 50 years old.
And you're 50 years old.
Ah.
No, I'm not
saying porn is bad. I'm just saying they gotta up their game, so I'll come back.
No, and we're missing any redirection to a channel to entice you to give you free credits where if you use those credits.
Here's the thing. I watch TV. I come across an interview where there's a porn star. She's pretty. I can easily get her videos in 2 minutes time, flat.
Yeah, so there's
I can watch her, and then I watch it for 10 seconds and get back to watching her interview and then get sad because she's from a broken family. Not because she was gangbanging with 8 people in the other video. I finished a freaking 2-hour documentary with her telling her sad life. Porn's gotta do better. Because I'm on the other side of the modern technology that porn has contributed. I'm into the other
Japanese
stuff.
Japanese have a different problem.
Yeah.
The Japanese problem is that they're complaining that porn is giving this bad image of them, and they want to continue with the industry.
Too saturated. And then they don't even produce babies anymore.
Yeah, I know.
They're not making babies. They have a lot of porn in their country.
The good thing about Japanese porn, though, they're lacking men.
I know.
And it's pixelized. I never liked my schlong to be pixelized.
It's 80.com, which gives you a choice.
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right.
Hey,
yeah.
Just go for...
I got me in curious for a bit over OnlyFans thing.
Nah.
Never really liked it. After a while, it's like, it's the same boring
stuff.
See,
that's one sexist site. OnlyFans is not male-friendly.
It's, yeah.
Not male-friendly? What do you mean?
It's not male-friendly. Do you see the disparity of how much a girl is making between how much a guy is making on OnlyFans?
Yet nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about the wage gap.
Yeah. The wage gap in OnlyFans is just... glaring at you.
Yeah. Well, I never really enjoyed it, so I wasn't hooked. I was into the passwords websites from back in the day when internet was just starting out, and then downloading videos because I have an access. But I've outgrown that because there wasn't anything more than that afterwards.
Weren't you a porn producer one time?
What?
Weren't you a porn producer at one time?
Well, I wish. But yeah, I mean,
you were close to a porn producer at one time. You just didn't put it online.
Yeah. I also saw a shirt producer sometime in my life, among other things.
He got online by accident.
Yeah.
Are we really going to end this with porn?
Yeah. Well, because of a lot of pictures we've taken over the years. But the thing is, you know, they got to do better because it's not. I haven't been impressed so far with porn in a long time. I've followed other things. No,
you know what? Because we watch so much of it.
No, probably.
It takes me an hour to pick a video in porn these days.
Me too.
An hour.
Me too.
It's annoying.
Nah.
And then you want to sleep already.
Go to Reddit. The porn is there. Reddit is convenient because it's there. So you don't have to download or whatever.
Just I agree.
Reddit gives you everything.
Okay. All right. Say good night, folks.
Bye. See you next week.
Drink and Dwight. Don't jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll even spring for the
Dwight
for you.
Bye.
Talk and then some TNT.